今天很高兴看到每一位在座的。
Trust that the joy of the Lord is your strength.
那我相信从上面来的喜乐是我们的力量。
This morning, as I come to you, I'm going to bring you a message from the Word of God, and truly from the Word of God. I'm going to just give you lots of scriptures this morning.
今天早上啊，我在这里要给你们的都是经节，从圣经的话哈，呀，我真的是从神的话要跟你们分享。
And I would like you, if you can, if you would do it, is to write down the references to take home to study, to think about.
我很希望你等一下啊，拿个笔，然后把那个经节稍微记下来，然后回去再看过一次，自己再看。
You know, our God is very merciful, and He says to us that He is a God of mercy.
我们的神是有恩慈的神。他是一位常常施恩的神。
He shows it in many ways.
从各方面我们可以看出来他的恩慈。
But I think one of the outstanding ways he shows his mercy throughout the whole Bible is his warnings.
那从我们哪方面可以感觉到可以体会到神的恩慈呢？对我来说，最大的是在圣经里面。
If you were a student of the Word of God, you could see His warnings not only to the children of Israel, but to all the other countries where his cup of iniquity had been full, and how He had told them ahead of time.This is going to happen to you.
这位圣洁的神，他在他的话语里面，不但只有告诉以色列人，甚至警告全世界啊，每一个国家，他的愤怒的杯如果满的时候，就提醒我们，警告我们，他会怎么做。
Actually, one of the greater times is when he tried to warn Israel and the Jewish people about what was going to happen to them.Through King Nebuchadnezzar and Babylon.
那当然一个很里面很大的部分是在对他自己的选民，就是以色列人，特别是讲到这个尼布甲尼撒王啊，会怎么样来对待这个国家的这样的一个事情。
During that particular time, God raised up prophets.
在那个时候，神就兴起了先知。
And he raised up some of the outstanding prophets.
而且呢，都是很有名的先知，很有力的先知。
And each of those prophets had their own way of warning the children of Israel of the destruction of Israel.
每一个先知呢，对为神去讲这些预言、预告的话的时候，都有他们的特质，有他们不同的表达方式。
Isaiah, he was the one that heralded out and told him, "This is what's going to happen." As he wrote.
比如说像以赛亚的话，他所写的这个预言呢，就告诉他们说，将来会发生哪些事件。
Jeremiah was a weeping prophet.
那耶利米呢是一个用悲哀来表达神的预言。
He felt this whole thing very emotional.
所以当他领受神要他表达的预言的时候，他心里面是很沉重，是很悲哀的，为我们悲哀的。
And we see that Ezekiel, he was the oddest one.
那个以西结呢，就很难形容他的预言了，很特别。
He became an object lesson.
他呢用很多实际的情况来表达神的预言。
He acted out a lot of the prophecy to them, which was very unusual.
那从几个先知的形态呢，这个以西结这个先知呢比较特别，更加不一样。
But you know what the children of Israel would even say when they were in some of them in Babylon? Oh, that'll never happen.
那但是呢，即使用一个很实际的好像剧情一样来演练的时候，这些以色列人的看法是说，这个不可能的，不可能发生的。
God would never let Jerusalem be destroyed or the temple be destroyed.
怎么可能神会让他自己的圣城耶路撒冷或者他自己的这些选民被人家毁灭呢？不可能的。
But he did in 7 years they saw the true destruction of Israel.
但是就在七八年间，他们看到神真的做了，说了就算了。
During their prophecies, particularly Isaiah and even Ezekiel, God not only gave them prophecies of the destruction of Israel, but He talked about the last days. He talked about the end of time.
对于那个以赛亚跟以西结他们的预言里面，包括对以色列以后的处罚，但是呢，除了这个之外，还有我们这个时候的这个世界的这个尾端哈，这个末世的事情。
He even told Ezekiel of one of the things that battles, large battle we're going to have at the end time.
那在这个末世的时候，连一个要发生的一个很大的战争呢，都跟以西结将他讲出来。
In fact, I don't think there's another warning in God's word that is as specific as the one he gave to Elijah for the last days.
Ezekiel,
I'm sorry.
Okay, 好，那对于这个未来的事情呢，对以西结的描述是很清楚的，啊，很实际的。
If you ever would really be like to read about it in Ezekiel 37, 38, 39.
如果你想做深入的研究的话，去读以西结书37、38、39章这三章，特别的啊清楚。
Because we may live through that one.
因为有可能我们就在这样的一个描述的当时代里面。
Now I'm going to talk to you about the final generation.
那我们今天的题目叫做最后的一代。
Maybe you didn't understand that there's going to be a final generation.
或许你从来没有想过说我们会有最后一代吗？代代相传，怎么会有最后一代呢？
But Jesus told us that very emphatically.
但是耶稣却讲得很清楚。
And what we notice in the Matthew, Mark, and Luke,
在马太、马可、路加都有很清楚的。
He talked to them about what would happen during their time, and then what was going to happen at the end time. But there is one phrase that he told all three of them.
那这个三个福音书呢，都有记载到耶稣提到这个未来、这个末世、这个快结束时候情况会怎么样。但是这三个里面有一个特别都一起讲的。
In Matthew, he said this.
马太福音他这样说。
So likewise, when ye shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the door. Verily, I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled.
耶稣在马太福音第二十四章这样说：这样你们看见这一切的事，也应该知道人子近了，正在门口了。我实在告诉你们，这世代还没有过去，这些事都要成就。
He went on to tell Mark.
马可福音怎么说呢？
And he gave Mark an illustration.
他给他用一个实际的一个实物来讲。
He said, "Now learn a parable of the fig tree."
你要从这个无花果树来学比喻。
When her branches is yet tender and she puts forth leaves, you know that summer is near.
这个无花果树当它的树枝发嫩芽，在长叶子的时候，你们就知道夏天近了。
And so ye, in the like manner, when ye shall see these things come to pass, know that it is nigh, even at the door.
所以呢，当你从这个知道说长嫩芽是什么时候，你就知道说看见这些事。
Verily, verily, I say unto you,
就知道人子近了。
That this generation shall not pass till all these things be done.
耶稣说，我实在告诉你们，这世代还没有过去，这些事就要成就。
Luke remembered the same thing as they told him about it.
路加也是一样这样说。
And he spake to them a parable. Behold, the fig tree and all the trees.
一样的啊，一样是用这个无花果树。
When they now shoot forth, you see and know of your own self that summer is now nigh at hand.
我们怎么知道夏天近了呢？一样的，这个啊，路加说呢，是从无花果树它开始发芽的时候。
So likewise, when you see these things come to pass, he's talking about the things that he's talking about.Into them about the end times.
所以这些现象呢，是等耶稣会讲有哪些现象。那么这个渐渐成就的时候，就是末世要来的时候。
Know ye that the kingdom of God is nigh at hand.
那这个神的国近了。
So verily, verily, I say unto you, this generation shall not pass away till all be fulfilled.
耶稣说，我实在告诉你们，这世代还没有过去，这些事都要成就。
A truth is always, what shall I say, vindicated when there is two witnesses, and of course, when there's three, it's even more.
我们知道一个事情要证明是真的，我们至少要两个证人。
So he brought these came out as Jesus was talking to them so that he could say to you, listen, there's going to be a generation where it's going to be the final generation, it's going to be the end generation.
像我们有三位马太、马可、路加，同样的在证明一件事情，说一定会有一个最后的一代。
What is the final generation?
那到底是怎么回事呢？
How will we know when this final generation begins to open up?
那我们怎么知道说这个已经近了呢？
We're going to see it as we notice in, he talked about this, of course, in, with, to Moses.
那这个事情早在摩西的时候就已经预告。
You see, it goes way back. God,
那很久以前了。
Actually, you have to understand that this was all planned.Before the earth was ever created.
我们要记得在还没有创世以前神就已经做了最永远的计划。
And never forget that he is God.
那不要忘记他是神。
And he has set out his own plan and it will be accomplished.
当他设立了这个计划的时候就一定会成全一定会完成。
We can think what we want.
你要怎么想。
We can believe it or not.
你要不要相信那是你的事情。
We can just say this is nonsense.
或许你说这个说什么嘛？
But it really doesn't matter.
但是你怎么想都没有关系。神的话
说了就做。It doesn't really matter what I think.
不管我想怎么样。
What matters is what God has said.
不管我怎么想没关系，是神已经计划了。
And so we see, he spoke to Moses about the children of Israel. Moses was, this was just the beginning.
那摩西是在很早期他的选民以色列的时候的人。
Of the children of Israel's getting out of exile and going to make their own country now.
摩西是那个带这个民族从埃及出来要建立自己的国家的一个人。
And he said to them, it's,
国都还没有哈，那意思是这样。
There's going to be a time when Israel is going to be scattered across the face of this earth.
那借着摩西告诉以色列人说会有一个时间这个以色列人会被分散会被打散到世界的各地。
He did this out of punishment to them.
那为什么呢因为他们受处罚受神的惩罚。
I lived through that. I understood that.
那一段时间我还记得我就那段时间我是有印象的。
There was a time that Israel was scattered across the face of the earth. They had no home.
他们还没有回去以前他们是到处流散的
For about 1900 years.
1900年
But he said, then I will bring them back.
但是呢就在那么早的时候神已经说我要把他们带回来
I will bring them back to their own country.
而且要把他们带回到自己的地方自己的国家
That's what happened.
就这样成了
Jeremiah said, and I will be found by you, say the Lord, and I will return your captivity and gather you from all the nations, from all the places where I have driven you, said the Lord, and I will return you to the place where I exiled you.
耶利米刚才我们提的那个当中的一个先知哈，耶利米这样说哈，耶和华说，我必被你们寻见，我也必使你们被掳的人归回，将你们从各国中和我所赶你们到的各处召集了来，又将你们带回我使你们被掳掠离开的地方。这是耶和华说的。
Now Ezekiel said, "With a pleasure savor, I shall accept you when I take you out of the nations. God is going to be very satisfied.Out of the nations, and I will gather you from the lands in which you were all scattered, and I shall be hallowed through you before the eyes of all nations of the nations.
刚才其中的以西结这样说哈，我从万民中神讲的，领你们出来，从分散的列国内聚集你们，那时我必悦纳你们，好像馨香之祭。要在外邦人眼前在你们身上显为圣。我领你们进入以色列地，就是我启示。应许赐给你们列祖之地，那时你们就知道我是耶和华。
There are those who said that must have been the time when they were in the Babylon and he brought them back from there. But Israel never was had any glory after Babylon.
或许我们想说那个大家在讲那个时候在巴比伦被掳的时候。
Israel conquered most of the time.
但是我们你知道吗？当他们被释放之后呢，他们事实上从来没有好过。他们事实上都是被人家所驱赶的，想要灭毁灭的。
So we see that the bringing back of Israel to their homeland was a very, very what shall I say, was a very point that the end time began.
那这个从被掳之后的以色列人他们所遭受的很多的、啊、这些患难呢之后的有一点的转折是我们要注意的
because,
也是不久之前的
because,
他们要回国
because he said I will bring them back
因为神说要把你带回到你的国家
and so as we see this Israel was not a nation didn't exist as a separate nation they only knew them as Jews and in these different places and persecuted them a lot Hitler killed over 6 million of them, and they had no real home.
在近时代里面，我们了解的以色列不是一个国，是犹太人到处流亡的犹太人，到处被人家追赶的犹太人，追杀的犹太人。
So we see now that 1948, the United Nations declared that they would give the Jews a homeland.
联合国做了一个决定，就是要把以色列的地方归给他们。
And that homeland was to be something very special.
这是很特别的一个地方，
也就是以前他们的地方。Because there's no nation in history.
在那里呢，以前从来没有国家的记录，
历史记录。That has been driven out and exiled.
很特别的一块 一个领域哈，它没有国家的以前。
That's ever gone back before.
那以前呢，就是这样子空着的一个地方。
Isaiah wrote about it.
那以赛亚也讲到这件事情。
2500 years before.
那在2500多年前，以赛亚讲了。
He said, "Whoever heard of such a thing? Whoever seen such a thing? Can a country be born in a day, or a nation be brought forth in a moment?" Yet no sooner is Zion in labor that she gives birth to her child.
这里以赛亚他这样说：国岂能一日而生？民岂能一时而产？因为锡安一娶劳便生下儿女，这样的事谁曾听见？谁曾看见呢？
Israel did not go back. The Jews didn't go back because they won that land or they fought for that land. No.
不是因为他们去争取，他们去啊啊、跟人家打仗，赢得了这个地，不是这样。
It happened in one day.
只是那么一天。
And in that one day, with a pen.
这国家怎么来的呢
？It was signed that Israel now had a.
有几支笔签一个合同说，说我们把这个给以色列成为一个国家。
God is so.Perfect in his prophecy.
神的计划
Well,
经过啊这个先知的预言太完美了
Jesus begins to tell us and relate to us the beginning of the end.
那耶稣也提到这个末世的起头是怎么回事
And I'm going to read this to you because I want you to understand. I want you to see it. And Jesus answered and said unto them, "Take heed that no man deceives you."
我们来看耶稣怎么讲哈。他说呢，你们要谨慎。
You see, the disciples wanted to know when the end time would be.
那这个回答是基于门徒们很好奇，说什么时候是这个时候呢？他说呢，你们要谨慎，免得有人迷惑你们。
And all of what he talks about in all three of these, the thing that comes out, he said, don't be deceived.
那对于比较啊后代的人，他说不要让人家迷惑你们。
So there's going to come a great deception.
所以呢，等于说有一段时间会有很多让你迷惑、让你混淆的、迷惑你的事情。
And the only way you won't be deceived is if you have Christ in your heart and a real understanding that this isn't God's way.
唯一你不被迷惑、不被混淆的一个方法，就是你跟主耶稣有真正很清楚的关系。
He said they're going to be coming and saying, "I am Christ here."
因为很多人会来跟你称声，我就是基督，我就是你要跟着人。
And then he said the third verse, "And you shall hear of wars."
接下来还有一个
证 of wars.
你还有一个现象，你们要听见打仗的风声。
I wonder if there's ever been a generation that has had so many rumors of wars.
那这个时代我们知道。好像以前没有的吗
Any of you keep up with the news at all?
常常有风声你听到风声可是有没有打呢好像也没打
You hear rumors in the Middle East
就是中东那边也有打仗的风声
You hear rumors in in Europe.
啊，欧洲也有打仗的风声。
Rumors of war as it comes into the South China Sea.
然后呢，我们那个东方啊，这个啊，南海那边也有打仗的风声。
He said they'll come. That these rumors of war will come. See that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet.
这里耶稣讲到说，你听到打仗的风声之后呢，不要惊慌，因为这个事情呢是一定会有的。
For the next step is,
只是末期还没有到。
For nations shall rise against nations, and kingdoms against kingdoms, and out of that there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places.
这些风声之后，民要攻打民，国要攻打国，还会有饥荒、地震。
These are the beginnings of sorrow.
这个是已经要开始了，一个起始了。
Many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many, and because iniquity shall abound.The love of many shall wax cold.
But 这些啊，那个时候人要把你们陷在患难里，也要杀害你们。你们又为我的名会被万民恨恶。
But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved.
但是如果我们忍耐到底，就必得救。
For the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations.And then shall the end come.
在那个时候还有一个现象，就是福音要传遍天下，万民要做见证，末期才来到。
I want to give you an observation that I've had.
那我要告诉一下我的自己的经验，我的观察。
We know that Billy Graham has gone home to heaven.
那我们知道这个格里汉牧师他已经回天家了。
But do you know how many countries he reached in his lifetime?
但是你知道有多少人，有多少国家？他曾经去宣教吗？叫格里汉吗？我们怎么翻？葛培里，我们讲葛培里牧师。107个国家。
He touched.
他啊，前前后后去了107个国家宣传福音。
Now that started 50 years ago.
那是在50年前的时候。
Since then, we know because of internet and all the things that they have all across this world.There have gone the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那我们也知道，是现时代的这个先进的科技呢，借着这些媒介呢，事实上它是比我们以前能想象的去得更多，去得更远，去得更
啊。I believe there's very few places today that either written word or spoken word has not sent the gospel to the nations.
那我有点在存疑说。可能很少的地方没有听过福音。
Then he goes on, for then shall be great tribulation.
接下来他说会有患难的时候。
Such as was not seen since the beginning of the world to this time, no, not ever shall be.
这个大灾难呢，是从世界的起头直到如今没有过的，我们没有听过的。
And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved.
如果不减少那个日子。凡有血气的，没有一个可以得救。
Those days shall be shortened.
只是呢，为了选民的缘故，那日子必减少。意思说，没有一个人有希望的。如果没有啊，减短那个时间。
It was Paul, bless his heart, who gave us the characteristics of what's going of people. But before that, we'll see that in Timothy.Third chapter in the first verse. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come.
那保罗对提摩太他的属灵的儿子说：“你要知道末世会有危险的日子来到，而且会来到。”
And the Greek New Testament said, "This you must be now for yourself, knowing in the last days violent special times."Will be present.
那在这里有一个另外一个翻译呢，就翻得比较精细的告诉我们说呢，就在那个时候你会知道那种很危险，你会处在一个危险的这种艰难的日子里面。
Perilous times
是一个危险的时机。
Let's look at ourselves in this generation.
那我们来看看我们这个时代的这个整个四周围的环境。
8 countries have the nuclear power.
八个。国家有这个核能的这个武器
，enough power to blow this world into space，
绝对足够把全球都毁掉。
Man can now destroy ourselves.
那人要毁自己已经是可能的。
And what are they today? They're, if you touch me, I've got something that nobody can stop, like Russia said.
那这个国对国
So they're back and forth talking about their great nuclear power.
就像苏俄说的，彼此这样说，好，你不要碰我，你碰我的话，我有什么比你更厉害的？
That's where we live today, my friends.
这个是今天，这个今天的时代，你才能听
到。They are threatening each other with this nuclear power.
彼此威胁，哈，我有比你秘密武器，你不知道的。
And it only takes one.
那只要一个人出手。
It only takes one hot head.
只要把它一点点释放出来。
And a good part of our world would be at war.
这个世界大概就没了。
A war that we cannot win.
是这个不是讲以前说谁打谁赢的事情了。
There is no way in the world they can win a second, another third world war.
已经不可能，你想像这个第二次世界大战发生在第三次世界大战里面，
不是这样打的。The world would be such a devastation.
已经完全不一样了。
Because there would be coming this country. Well, that's my friend, so I have to hit this country, and there they would be. The Third World War could never be won.
第二次世界大战是有联合哈，就这个几个国联合起来，我们有友谊关系，我们去打谁，已经不是这个情况了。
Have you heard about the super volcanoes?
有没有听过这个啊火山爆发，而且爆发的很严重的事
情？One of the biggest super volcanoes is in the United States.
啊，在美国就有一个特大的这个啊火山。
It's one, a place that was so beautiful. But now,
是我们常常去游览的很美的地方。
They're worried over it.
那现在呢？当你踏在那个地方的时候，你要有一点点忧虑。
It's erupting hundreds. It's having hundreds of small earthquakes.
那啊，我们也看到这个地震，哈，上百的地震一直在发生。
Some places the asphalt is coming up.
What's asphalt? 那个硫。
The sidewalk.
那个硫磺已经在冒出来。
They're worried. For the life of me, what is it called, brother? That park. I mean, Yellowstone. Thank you, I'm standing. I'm just trying to get Yellowstone National Park.
那这是国家的黄石公园。
I've been watching it. I've been listening.
我一直在观察这个黄石公园的这个啊整个的去向。
It's gotten to the place now that they are very fearful.
所以呢。是很让人害怕的。
Can I tell you why they're fearful?
为什么我们害怕呢？他们害怕。
Because of the tremendous space that Yellowstone covers underneath, that is molten.
黄石公园它覆盖着很大的一个面积。
They say if that blows,
如果真的爆发的话
，a third of the United States will be gone.
三分之二的美国就没了。
The rest, there will be so much ash.That it will be dark for a year.
那三分之一的美国呢，会面对整个空中都是那些灰，而且要一年才能够散去。
That's not my words. This is what the scientists.
这个不是我说的哈，我说的哈是那个科学家自己这样讲的。
They're already saying there's going to be an earthquake over on the west coast.
地震的消息已经很明显了。
They tell us that British Columbia,
东海岸
Washington.Oregon,
有很多州都已经有了。
And the north part of California.
那这个北卡以前很少发生的华盛顿啊，这些都已经发生了。
It's not if, it's when.
不是说会吗？或许会，而是到底什么时候会发生？确定要发生。
Into the sea.
那这些呢，都啊，
We have
sea. You talk about sea.
That they'll fall into the sea. Parts of them will fall into the sea.
那有一些呢，就会就这样啊，就是沉到海里面去。
We don't know much about famine, but it's across many parts of the world.
那饥荒的话，我们听说，但是不知道有多大
的地方。There's going to be pestilence. You know, there's diseases today that we thought we conquered, and they're back again.
那疾病啊，瘟疫啊，以为已经不会了，又回来了。
And now there have diseases that they have nothing.Or they have infections that they have nothing they can give it to.
甚至出现了很多这些啊疾病呢是没有药的，还没有药可以去面对的。
How do you know? Because I read this. I see.
那或许你说，那你怎么知道？他说我在观察，我有在。
I keep up with it.
我有继续的在研究这些事情。
Because as a person, I feel I must be a watchman for my people.
因为呢，我有一个负担。
Most of you don't even know these things.
成为一个守望者。
You don't understand them.
太多人。
You haven't been keeping up with what's happening, my friends.
或也不关心，或也不在乎。
We're having sinkholes all over this world. Even in the city of Rome, a sinkhole that six cars fell into.
你知道在这个时代有多少突然间陷下去的，就整个地陷下去的，包括罗马都有啊。同时呢，好几部车就这样子陷下去了。
They're having lakes across many parts of the world.That in the morning when they get up, the water is gone.
全世界有很多大湖被发现，一早起来那个水都干了。
Some of the scientists feel like because of these tremendous earthquakes we've been having, sixes and seven earthquakes, they're cracking the earth on the other side.
那有些科学家这样解释说，因为呢这些很重级的这个地震呢，使得全球的这个地整个都。变了样，然后呢，水就掉下去了。
Since 2011, we have been seeing animals, birds, fish,
很多啊，这个鸟也好，或鱼也好，动物也好
，by the millions.
然后呢，都是一群一群的，上百、上千、上万这样死的。
Siberia, they went out a whole area of deer, all of them dead.
甚至呢，也有这个鹿哈啊 ，Siberia 那边的鹿。整群就死了。
I can't name all the animals.
我没有办法告诉你有多少种的动物。
But you can look that up, and you can find the lists that they're keeping.
你可以去查，是事实。
How about the unusual weather?
那对于这个天气呢，气候呢
？How about the signs in the sky?
这些
the sun's having lots of trouble and bringing us lots of trouble.
比如说呢，太阳的目前的情况带来很多的这些问题呢
？That's the generation we're living.
这个是我们这个时代。
This is where we are.
这个就是我们现在所处的时代。
And then Paul, bless his heart, he gave us the characteristics of people in the end time.
现在我们在讲到底有什么现象？那么刚才讲的那是现象哈，这时候也是一个现象，就是人的特性会有什么改变呢
？He said, "For men shall be lovers of their own self."
这个时候，这个时代的人性的特质是。人要专顾自己
proud, blasphemous,
骄傲
disobedient to parents,
对父母亲一点都不顺服
one of the biggest cries today,
就是今天违背父母
unthankful people, unholy,
不感恩不圣洁
without natural affection,
没有亲情
truth breakers, false accusers, fierce despisers of those that are good, despisers of those that are good,They are calling good evil today and evil good.
对于这个好坏、善恶都不分了、
Never.
把好的变成不好的，不好的变成好的。
You can look back over the history of the United States. You will never find another day that they treat the president like they do today.
你去好好的去看一下美国的历史，有哪一个时代是可以这样子对总统那么不礼貌的
？Despisers of those that do good.
那些做好事情的人，被有很大的这种冒犯。
Traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than self.
卖主卖友
，I don't know about the rest.
任意妄为。
It seems like even across the world, with all our Olympics and all of our contests they have, we love pleasure.
那人呢有一个现象，很喜欢娱乐、厌乐。
Have a form of godliness, but deny the power thereof.
人也有一种现象，就是外面很敬虔，可是里面呢却没有真正的那个敬虔的实质。
How will this day come?
那这个来的时候是怎么来的呢？
But of the times and seasons, brother, you have no need that are right unto you. For you yourself now know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night.
保罗这样说，弟兄们，论到的时候。
For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them.
他说主的日子来到的时候，好像夜间的贼一样。然后呢，大家说很好，很安舒的时候。灾祸忽然临到他们。
And this phrase I think is so important. They will come upon us as travail upon a woman with child. They shall not escape.
圣经甚至告诉我们，这个时候的一个情况是如同产难临到怀胎的妇人一样，那个阵痛啊，他们绝不能逃脱。
You see what he's saying? It's going to be like a woman with birth pains.
就像一个
They're going to start just
妇女要生孩子一样
and far apart.
刚开始是轻轻的
But they're going to get closer and closer and harder and harder until it converges together.
这个痛的程度越来越重，而且呢，越来越密集，一直到要生的时候。
This is why we warn you.
这个是圣经来
警告我们的。But ye brethren are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. Don't be in darkness.
但是他说，弟兄们，
We are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of the darkness.
我们是白昼之子，不要在黑暗里面。
Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be.
所以保罗这样警告我们，不要睡觉，像别人一样，总要警醒谨守。
He said, he told us this, but let us who are of day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith.
所以我们这些光明之子
，We're going to need this in the last days.
我们不在黑暗的世界里面，我们光明之子。
And love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation.
把信和爱当作护心镜来遮胸。把得救的盼望当作头盔戴上去。
In the last days, we're going to have faith, and we're going to have hope.
在这种
it's our salvation that is our hope.
末世的时候，你需要有信心，还有爱，还有盼望。
The ninth verse tells us of the rapture.
接下来提到啊，
For God has not appointed us to wrath.But to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus.
保罗告诉我们
We are not going to go through that raft if you're God's child. And your faith is in him.
我们如果是神的儿女，我们是光明之子，那么神不是要我们受刑，乃是预定我们借着我们的主耶稣基督得救。我们不会经过这些很可怕的一个末世的一个啊这些灾难。
God has tremendous mercy even in the tribulation.
那即使在患难来患难期来的时候，神的恩慈还是在那里。
He said, "I saw." John said, "I saw another angel ascending from the east."
这个约翰呢，写启示录。
Having the seal of the living God.
他看见一个天使，然后呢，他来帮一些人呢做。
And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels.To whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea.
那这个呢，本来啊，这个时候就是地上你在受伤害了，但是呢，他并有天使来为那些神的儿女做记号。
Saying, "Hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the tree, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their forehead."
神的恩慈显在他在这个已经要惩罚的时候。还派使者来大声喊着说：“地与海并树木，你们不可伤害。等我们印了我们众仆人的时候，众神的仆人的时候，才可以做。”
There's going to be 144,000 Jewish preachers that's going to be sealed that nothing will touch them.
那个时候会有啊，树木。
And they're going to be spread it out to preach.
14,000人会有被做记号，而且呢，他们要出来传福音。
In Revelations, it tells us, "And I will give power unto my two witnesses."
而且呢，他要
and they shall prophesy 1,260 days and clothed in sackcloth.
神要赐给两个人特别有全能的，能够啊传扬他的福音。
So there's going to be two witnesses at Jerusalem.
所以在耶路撒冷会有两个见证人
miracles,
在那里会有很多的神迹
and everyone will see them.
那大家会看得到的
，because we have
有眼可见的
vision
啊？为什么呢？因为我们会看荧幕，看那个媒介传过来的。
Many many people are going to watch them through 3 years as they cry out about God.
那这个当中呢，好几年，我们很多人就在这个时候就会呼求神了。
And you see, that wasn't enough.God said, and I saw another. John said, I saw another angel.Fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, to every nation, kindred, tongue, and people. And you read that one.
Okay. 这个时候呢，他还看见许多的人数不过来，是从各国、各族、各民、各方来的，站在宝座羔羊的面前，是神还给他们机会的。
And so we see this is what he's saying.Fear God and give glory to Him, for the hour His judgment is come. Worship him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains.
所以在圣经里面告诉我们，你一定要敬畏你的神，把荣耀归给他，因为时间会来的。
The mercy of God will send out 144,000 preachers.
那刚才我们提到，因为他的恩慈还是差派那么多的仆人。
Two great witnesses.
还有两个有能力的见证人。
In Israel.
在以色列的地方。
And an angel.
还有他的使者
flying across this world,
到处游走
telling them how to be able to find God.
要催促他们能够归回到神的面前
They had some results.
等于说神给他们机会
They had some results during that.
当然会有一些结果
I'm not going to read this whole thing to you. You can read that.Another time.
那我不会把整个啊信息都整个经节都念出来。
We're going to see that as they looked out in heaven, there was a tremendous group, a great multitude, which no man could number of all nations, kindreds, people, and tongue stood before the Lord, the throne, and before the Lamb.Clothed with white robes and palms in their hands.
这个时候，我们把眼光放到天上去，就看到刚才我念的哈，我刚才念错的经节哈。
And
许多的各族、各国、各民、各方来的，在宝座羔羊的面前。
And the elders in heaven are going to say, "Who are these? All of these?"
然后当中有一个长老就说。
And they're going to say, "Those are the ones that came through the tribulation, and by their blood."By giving their lives, they serve Jesus.
然后他回答说，这些人是从大患难中出来的，曾用羔羊的血把衣裳洗白洁的。他穿的白衣服，他们穿的白衣服。
Now the next thing that I want to talk about, for most of my ministry life, even when I before,I always had the idea. I had no scripture for it. No one has scripture for it.
那我曾经呢，很久以来，
But I always had the idea that if you didn't accept him here today, you would have a chance in the tribulation.
有一个想法，就如果今天人家跟你传福音，你没有接受，在大患难期还有机会。
I have to tell you that was my hope.
那是我希望能够这样子。
Hope for my family and my friends.
为我的亲人。
People that didn't make it.
为我的朋友，万一这个时候听到福音没有接受，我希望他们还有盼望。
I would even pray that way.
我甚至这样祷告。
I say, Lord, if they can't save them now, maybe in the tribulation.
为他们的灵魂祷告的时候，我说：“如果现在他们不接受，好不好？在患难期的时候帮助他们接受。”
It was a real hope for me.
这是我心里面的一个想法，也是盼望。
Until this scripture,
一直到我看到这个经节
，Second Thessalonians,
帖撒罗尼迦后书第二章第九节到十二节。
Even him who cometh is after the work of Satan, he's coming. That's the Antichrist with all power.Signs and lying wonders.
这不法的人来是照撒旦的运动，就是这个敌基督的哈，行各样的异能、神迹和一切虚假的奇事。
And he's going to be able to deceive of unrighteous in them that they perish.
他们做什么呢？他们要去欺骗。
Because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved.
那些沉沦的人为什么呢？因为他们没有一个领受真理的心，所以在那个时候，他们就更被那些迷惑了，被那些假的迷惑了。
Is this talking? I hope it's not. But is this talking about those that heard the gospel, that sat under it, that was warned, that just never they went on in their unrighteousness?
这个是在说什么呢？但愿不是这样子。是那些本来有机会接受没有接受的，这里说他们有一个生发错误的心，叫他们信从虚谎。
And he says to those people, for this cause God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie.
那他们会信从虚谎。
And that all might be damned who believe not the truth, but have pleasure in unrighteousness.
所以呢，他们反而喜欢不义。
I'm in hopes that that's not what it means.
但愿这个不是像圣经这样子
讲的。But as one who warns, this is what the scripture says.
圣经却明明地警告我们。
So we see God, Jesus warns us, all of us.
耶稣也是一样很爱我们，所以警告我们。
Remember, when you see these things come, remember the fig tree.
记得刚才说的无花果树的比喻。
Has there ever been a time that so many innocent babies were killed across this world in abortion?
曾几何时有多少无辜的
Has there ever been a time when people are making money on little children? Pedophiles that are stealing children?
有多少时候孩子变成被贩卖、被偷窃的一个对象？
Just I read that it was in a Walmart. This man tried to grab a child from his mother. And the mother held on.
超市里面呢有两个孩子被抢走。
And he had to leave go. And as he was running out of the store, he grabbed another child.
他抢了一个，妈妈追着他，又抢了另外一个。
Listen, we're living in very perilous times.
这是什么一个时代啊？
So we have to say to ourselves, are we the last generation?
我们是不是就在这个时代，这个最后的年代了呢？最后的时代了呢？
If we are,
如果是的话，
this is what Jesus said.
耶稣这样说，
Take heed to yourselves. Listen.Lest at any time your heart becomes overcharged with surfing and drunkenness with pleasure.
不要让吃喝玩乐。
And the cares of life.
让你的日子就这样子糊里糊涂的过去。
Many times we just go on living the way we want to live.
不要只是说我想怎么活就怎么活。
Not evil people, maybe not like the others, but you are ungodly. You don't know Him.
或许你说我不才不像他们那些人那么糊涂，可是呢，问题是你对神有敬畏吗？
So that this day comes on you unawares.
那么这些来的时候。
For as a snare shall it come.On all those that dwell on the face of the whole earth. So what does he tell us to do? Watch ye therefore.
那日子临到全地的时候，
And pray always.
你们要时时的。
That you may be accountable worthy.
祈求祷告。
To escape all these things that shall come to pass.
使你们能够逃避这一切要来的事，得以站立在人子的面前。
And then to stand before the Son.
能够让我们安然的站立在我们的主的面前。
So actually, it's up to you.
所以就在你自己怎么看，怎么选择。
It's how deeply you take the word of God.
对于神的话，你把它放到你的心里面的什么地方，放得多深，就在你。
So we have to watch ourselves.
我们需要好好的警醒我们自己。
That we don't get so wrapped up in this world.
不要在这个世界里面就这样被这个世界整个把我们包围了。
That we don't miss the rapture.
以至于我们错失了被提，不用经过患难期的这样的机会。
I'm bringing this today to you because the Lord laid this on my heart.
因为神把这样的信息放在我的心里面，所以我在这里跟大家分享。
He began to work in my heart last Sunday, and little by little,
上个星期天，我心里面就开始在孕育这样的信息。
You see, this is good for me.
这个对我是很好，对我自己是很好的。
Because once I get it off my heart,
当我把它讲出去来对你给你做一个警戒的时候，那我就没有责任了。
But if I am a preacher,
如果我是一个传道人，
and I don't warn you,
然后我不提醒你，我不来警戒你，
then he will be accountable to you.
那我就变成要对神负责任。
I give this to you because I love you.
因为我爱你，所以我把这个告诉你。
It's not really easy.
要讲这个信息不容易的。
But thank God he's given us tremendous hope.
他给我们有那么大的盼望。
And it's called the resurrection.
就是复活的生命。然后我们要经过这个教会，要经过被提，然后跟主相遇。
So each one of us has to sort of take account of ourselves.
所以现在听到的人，每一个人都要对你听到的负责任。
Do I believe in God?
首先你信神吗？信耶稣吗？
I really think these things will happen?
那如果你信的话，你认为这些事真的会发生吗？
You must give account in your own heart.
现在你听到了，你需要对主自己负责任。我们一起站起来。
Father,
天父
，I pray that each person here will think about it.
我求你让这些听到的人心里面要思想。
Search their lives to know if they really love you and if they really believe in you.
让我们反省我们自己，我们真的相信你吗？我们真的爱你吗
？Get them rapture ready, Lord.
让我们预备好，能够被提跟你相会。
There are many here that someday will go up to be with you, but there's others, Lord, that just
我知道这个当中有一些人会跟你相聚，可是我恐怕有一些人没有这个机会。
Lord, I pray that the Holy Spirit will take it to
their heart. 我求圣灵再次做工。
Because my words mean very little.
我的话不算什么。
But take the scriptures to their heart.
但是把你的话语放到他们的心里面。
And awaken them, Lord.
让我们都苏醒过来。
We pray in Jesus.
我们这样祷告，奉耶稣的名。Amen. Amen.